world, and I'm sorry I had to turn them off. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and the world. How are you today? It is the 30th day of December, 2024. Man, we are almost out of the year.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Folks, you're listening to a show called Songs That Move You, where we bring our friends in and people who are future friends and everything in between, and we talk about the songs that move them. Today, my guest is Carlos Garcia. Hey, Carlos.
Willie, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure speaking with you always.
Oh, man, it's good to see you this morning. Thanks for getting up early.
Yes, absolutely.
This is, I always feel bad when somebody tells me, I never get up that early. But
it's a great way to start the week.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. So today we're going to talk about the songs that move Carlos. And we're just going to talk about a lot of things. Carlos is a new Memphian, folks.
Yes, yes.
How long have you been here?
Well, you know, COVID throws things off a bit.
Right.
I still consider myself new, even though it was 2019.
Yeah, okay. But still new enough.
New enough that I have not tasted enough of Memphis. I've not heard enough of Memphis. Again, COVID just really slowed all that stuff down.
Yeah, it really did. It really did. And I'm glad that's all over. No more pandemic.
I won't say it again. I won't even say it again.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's crazy. All right. Well, tell you what. We're going to talk about the songs that somehow move you. What do you have first here?
So I started with, I'm going to be unapologetic about my list. I'm a little embarrassed for some of these choices, but I'm not going to stick to that.
Never be embarrassed, about your choices, right?
Well, I had to restrict my list somehow, because my list was up to 100, and I had to stop. I had to stop myself.
It is. You know, people said it's kind of an evil thing when I asked them to bring 10 songs, because you think that's going to be simple.
Sounds great. Sounds easy. And then you put pen to paper, and before you know it, there's 75 songs.
That's right.
And you don't know where to sort them. I started thinking, okay, I'm going to cut them off. I'm gonna go with songs from my lifetime.
Yeah, okay.
Because I think my tastes tend to be from a generation before me.
Oh, all right, yeah.
I was born in Spain.
Okay, wow.
Of Cuban parents.
Okay.
And I moved to Cleveland, Ohio, when I was very young.
Wow, okay.
And all of that stuff informs my original musical taste, I think.
Uh-huh.
They're a kind of a diverse set of music. And as a child, I couldn't articulate where all these things were coming from.
Uh-huh.
So as an adult, I think as I've dug into music, uh-huh, I'm sorting out where these things originate from. And I'm fascinated by origin stories where do things come from ultimately. Uh-huh. So I love bands like, growing up, I love bands like Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and classic rock.
Yeah.
Cleveland's a big hotbed for rock and roll in a very similar way that Memphis is.
Right.
Lots of sort of deep heritage through the airwaves in Cleveland.
Yeah.
More recording in Memphis, but similar. But I didn't want to choose, you know, cliche songs, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to dig a little deeper. So, but then I also have kind of a punk rock sensibility. I love the DIY ethic of punk rock.
Just
lay it out on the table there.
Okay.
So my first song that I chose is a song with Pixies heritage.
Okay.
Kim Deal.
Right.
Of the Pixies. Started a band kind of overlapping with the Pixies, but certainly after the Pixies initially broke up in the early 90s,
mm-hmm,
with her twin sister,
okay,
and a few other band members. And that band was called the Breeders.
Okay.
I don't know how many people really, really remember the Breeders, but they came out in the early 90s.
Okay.
With their hit song Cannonball.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, folks, if you are not awake yet, something is wrong with you.
Welcome to Monday.
That's right. Well, welcome to Songs That Move You. You're listening to WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and we're glad you're here with us. I am with Carlos Garcia, and Carlos is waking us up this morning, and he's got a great list of songs here. So, Carlos, were you always listening to music when you were a little kid?
Yes, absolutely.
So, what were your first things that you listened to?
You know, it's funny, because I was thinking about adding some of the obscure first songs.
Yeah.
The first stuff I can really remember would have been Spanish records that my parents would play for me. In the late 70s, early 80s, we moved from Spain in the early 80s.
Okay.
And I think it was like a Julio Iglesias song.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
And there's this other one that maybe we'll play next time.
Okay.
Patty Roberts, Three Old Ladies.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't wait to hear that one. Then next time you're on the show, we'll definitely play Patty Roberts.
That one's an obscure comedy song, like British comedy.
Okay,
but
cool.
My dad had it on an LP.
That's great. All right. So, all right. Well, I'm looking at the list, and this next cut is going to be one of my favorites.
Excellent.
Because I like this song. So, tell us who you got next.
Yeah, going from Fugazi to Django Reinhardt. This is Django Reinhardt back in 1938, recorded, I believe, in Paris.
Okay, here we go.
Daphne.
Okay, Django Reinhardt. Man, what's some play, and that is amazing. So tell us a little bit about Django.
I implore people to Google it, look up Django, but he lost his fingers tragically. His pinky and ring finger were burnt badly in a fire. He was of an ethnic group in Germany, France, where the borderlands between Germany and France, northern, maybe even Belgium area. Mm-hmm. And we, let's see, I don't know how to pronounce it, but Manouche, I believe.
Uh-huh.
It's Sinti Manouche Romani.
Oh, okay.
They have a unique language that I think mostly it's French now,
right.
But it has, it's a, they have a interesting way of pronouncing certain words, but certainly back in the 30s, he would have been much more steeped in the language of his parents and grandparents.
Sure. Yeah.
And the reason why he plays the way he does has deep, deep connection to India.
Okay. Yeah.
And the ethnic connections of what we would call, I mean, they call it gypsy jazz.
Yes. Right.
And I think we don't really use that term for the people anymore, but
yeah, some Romanies do call themselves gypsies.
Yeah.
And you know, I have no idea how to delineate that, but yes, some do, but, man, and just really turned the music world on its ear, though.
Yeah.
I mean, to be able to play like that, it just brought in a new era. And you were saying that you really believed that Django was the father of everything that came after, all, you know, rock and roll guitar and all
We take it for granted that the guitarist is up front and leading. We say lead guitar.
Yeah, right.
I don't think that term would have been understood in 1938. The jazz musicians at the time, I think really in Europe, they're probably listening to old American folk that was around here in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Uh-huh. And then, of course, just like we hear over and over again, some other outgroup reinterprets music.
Right.
And, it, you know, in this case, it's going to Paris, France.
Uh-huh.
Where's the hot jazz coming from? Paris is putting the effort in.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. Yeah. And, other movements happen that way, but not so strongly as music.
True.
You know, music just kind of takes over all things, and you know, it can pierce the walls. I mean, we saw it, you know, in like the Soviet Union in the 80s and things. Yeah. They were just crazy about American music, and they started listening to the lyrics.
Give me some Levi's and some rock and roll.
That's right. Yes, we'll be okay. And tear down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev.
Who would have thought that you'd tear down a wall with denim?
That's right.
And guitars.
Absolutely. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. We're glad you're here with us this Monday morning, the last Monday in 2024.
Sounds like science fiction.
It really does. Honey, gosh.
So rather than talking about 2025, let's go from 1938 to 1979.
Okay.
And here's a real tight, little, small, short song by somebody you'll all know, but you might not know this song, and you might not know that he could play nylon strings as well as electric guitar.
All right, here we go.
I love that song's contradiction. Spanish guitar virtuosity through the lens of sweaty late 70s LA hard rock.
Right. And who was that playing?
That's Eddie Van Halen.
That's right. I just wanted to make sure our audience knew who that was.
Everybody knows Eruption from their first album, but their second album, that's the song Eddie chose to do for the big guitar solo song.
Yeah. Wow.
It gives me chills hearing that song. You can hear the Indian origins going through Spain.
Right.
Of course, that means a lot to me.
Sure, yeah.
But then it makes it all the way to this virtuoso in L.A. in the late 70s.
Right.
You know?
Incredible. Incredible. All right, we're going to move right along here. And your next pick is from right in the middle of my generation.
Yes.
What
yes.
you got?
And this is just, those two are kind of a setup for, to me, the ultimate guitar god, nobody tops this mountaintop. Are you experienced?
Here we go.
get your mind together, then come on across to me. We'll hold hands and then we'll watch the sunrise from the bottom of the sea. But first, are you experienced? Or have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. I know, you probably scream and cry that your little world won't let you go. But who in your measly little world are you trying to prove that you're made out of gold and can't be sold? So, are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Let me prove it to you. We'll be right back.
Duck Dive.
All right. And let me ask you, why did you choose that version of Soul Man?
Yeah, we're just discussing how I'm unapologetic here, right?
Right. Yeah. Never apologize. Never apologize about your taste in music.
I love that John Belushi calls out Steve Cropper at the end there.
Yes, right.
I owe a lot of my musical IQ to Steve Cropper.
There you go.
I would have seen reruns of SNL and watched the movie The Blues Brothers when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, that came out in, I think, 80, 81, something like that. I'm only 5 years old.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, so what? Why am I so hard on myself?
Don't be hard on yourself, Carlos.
I wasn't cool at five.
Well, of course you were cool at five, but you were 5 year old cool. You were kindergarten cool.
Yeah. I could recognize that Dan Aykroyd was having a fun time on stage.
Yes.
And I loved that song.
Yes.
But it was embarrassingly late before I made the connection to Booker T and the MGs.
Yeah.
And certainly, once I'm in Memphis and I'm going to Stax Records,
and I
walk through that area in the museum, and I hear Sam and Dave, I get chills because I have a connection to when I was 5 years old.
Right.
And Dan Aykroyd is just dancing up a storm. I would implore you again, Google Dan Aykroyd SNL version of that.
Yeah, that's some great stuff. I mean, that's some really good stuff. And, you know, it doesn't matter how you get there, but it just matters that you get there, and music is that important. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move Carlos Garcia.
This next song is, I think the segue comes from Dan Aykroyd, Dancing Up a Storm.
Oh, really?
This next song is, along with James Brown and Prince songs, if you play this song at a wedding or something like that, I cannot not dance.
There you go.
So on a Monday morning, Memphis, get up and dance to the
get
song.
Get up and dance. Here we go. All right. Groove is in the heart. Delight. That was delightful, man. I love that. Wow. So, yes, how many times have you danced to that at a wedding reception?
Countless.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. That's good. Now, you were telling me a lot of this was kind of a lot of how they put this together was like kind of the Cincinnati funk sound.
Yeah, you've got Bootsy Collins is playing on this along with Maceo Parker.
Yeah.
So you can't get more legitimate funk than those two gentlemen.
Right. Very cool. Very cool. Okay, next, what have we got?
And so this is really of my time, and again, I feel like I need to be apologetic, but...
Do not apologize.
Chris Cornell, one of my heroes, left us too early. Yeah. I think this is one of the most beautiful duets of all time. Chris Cornell wrote this song in the 80s, but couldn't quite get it right. It really has high parts and low parts for the lead singer to do. And he's capable of doing that, but shifting those gears is really difficult. Eddie Vedder heard it and just impulsively, as Chris Cornell described it, very ballsy of him to step in and play he sang the low parts.
Right.
And if you know that story, it makes this song even more rich.
Right.
It's a beautiful collaboration.
All right, here we go. This is Hunger Strike by Temple of the Dog.
Correct.
Thank you.
that is a that's a great song.
It's a great song.
That's really a nice song. Okay, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. I'd like to say at this point that this show is sponsored by Youth Villages, and I really want to thank them. I hope that what we're doing here will approach being, you know, what they do for the community, because, you know, it's all in doing the right things and doing the good things for our community and being people of goodwill. So I thank Youth Villages for helping out here at WYXR. And folks, if you'd ever like to help out, you can go to WYXR.org, and there is a button at the top of that webpage that says donate, and you can help us in any way you'd like. You can become a sustaining member, or you could give us a one-time contribution. So however you can help, hey, if you just tune in and have some good thoughts about us.
You tell a friend.
That's right, tell a friend. That's all we need. And I'm glad you're here with us this morning. My name is Willie Beard, and I'm here with Carlos Garcia, and we're having a good time this morning.
Great time.
Hey. All right. Well, we're going to push on down the road here. We got about 20 minutes left, and we've got a lot more music to play. So what have we got next?
From the melancholy to something a little more cheerful.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
This is a song from Zeppelin III, 1970. It's a sweet little song about a dog.
Here we go. It seems that I played the wrong song.
So Brongniart was a property in Wales, where Zeppelin went to get away from London and record.
Right.
So they wrote Brongniart Stump on one album, and Brongniart.
Ah, so I played the wrong one.
But it's cool. It's a good. It's probably a better choice for Monday morning. Brongniart Stump is exactly what it sounds like. It's more of a get up and dance song.
Okay. But all right.
Brongniart Stump has more to do with Memphis. Brongniart has more to do with Wales.
Ah, I got you. I got you. Okay. Well, all right. Well, let's push it on down the line here. And we've got something from the Violent Films.
I love the DIY films. Ethic.
Films, not the films. The films.
Violent Films. Violent Films are what you might watch at Elmwood Cemetery.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So what have we got here?
This is... I just love this band. Their story is great. They were teenagers in the early 80s, and they weren't getting a break.
Yeah.
So they went, I think they some kind of recording deal fell through, and they had their instruments at the ready, so they thought, let's go busk on the streets of it. So it's either they're from Madison.
Yeah.
The Pretenders were playing a show.
Okay.
And people were lining up to get into the Pretenders show that was sold out.
Okay.
So the three members of the Violent Femmes said, hey, this is a captive audience.
Yeah.
Let's go busk in front of this audience. And apparently before that, they had tried busking. People just walk away.
Yeah.
But they thought, well, these people aren't going to walk away because they're waiting to get in the show.
They can't walk away.
Can't walk away. Yeah. Truly captive audience. And so they started playing. And I don't think the audience loved them, but yeah. some of the people in the audience yeah. turned out to be Chrissy Hynde and the rest of the Pretenders.
Oh, man.
And Chrissy walks up to the band. I don't know which member of the band. And she said, hey, you guys want to play a gig tonight? And they said, of course, Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders. At this point, she's huge, right?
Yeah, right.
Of course we want to play a gig where? And she says, here at the Oriental.
Wow.
And they say, well, what do you mean? You're playing. And she's like, yeah, you want to open for us.
Oh, man.
And I mean, these guys are teenagers at this point. And one of my favorite songs, I don't think it's one of their favorite songs, is this next song.
Okay, here we go. This is Please Do Not Go.
I'm stuck on this lovely girl. Ain't no I could travel.
Well, please, please, please do not go.
Don't go, please.
And if you go, bring me back a hamburger.
When if you come plan back. On going, donate first.
That's right. That's right. Okay, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. And stick around. We've got about 10 minutes left here. Carlos and I do. And David just came in the studio, and he's got a pile of records for you this morning.
I see some 45s.
On the new Soft Shoe Show. Oh, yeah. So, David, I was going to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Okay. So you do a piece, a little promo during your show that the guy says, I'm going to start off with a little Soft Shoe and then some Boogaloo. Where did that come from? Did that come from Oddville on MTV?
That's from Daniel Johnston. Do you know the artist Daniel Johnston? He's passed on now, but that's from his record, Hi, How Are You?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, all right. I love that. I always wait for that every week. Yeah. I just think that's the coolest thing. And a little Boogaloo. Mm-hmm. All right, folks, we're going to push it on down the line here. We've got a Pink Floyd song next. Where did this come from, Carlos?
Well, to be clear now, we're getting into song 11, so we're pushing the format.
You're right. You are so right.
This is just, I don't think this song needs much explanation. This is just one of my favorite songs of all time.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Man, what a song. What a song. I'm glad you put that one on the list.
That the end there, I think, is from a soccer stadium.
I bet. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That is very cool. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. We got like one more song to do. Carlos, man, thanks so much for coming this morning.
Thank you again for having me. It's a pleasure.
Will you come back?
I would love to come back.
Okay, good. Well, we got to almost all your songs, and you had like, what, 12?
I think I gave some extras, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's cool, too. So which one, so we got to pick between one of the two songs.
I wish the listeners could call in and tell us whether or not they prefer the Velvet Underground or the Cars. So yeah. I think we should ask our one listener.
Yes, David?
Underground.
Velvet Underground, okay. So how did I know that was going to happen? All right, here we go. This is Pale Blue Eyes by the Velvet Underground, and I want to thank you for being with us this week. We've had a great time, and we'll be back next Monday, same time, same channel, and I hope you have a great week. You know what? This is getting started in the new year. It's a new start, and new starts are always good. Remember, smile at everybody you see. Think only good vibes, because thoughts become things. Choose the good ones.
Thank you, Youth Villages.
Here we go. Yeah, thank you, Youth Villages. All right, here we go.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy, but mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Thought of you as my mountaintop. Thought of you as my peak. Thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't keep. I've had but couldn't keep. Linger on your pale eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. If I could make the world as pure and strange as what I see, I'd put you in the mirror I put in front of me. I put in front of me.